And we're back with Jerry Maynard from the Chocolat Raptor Center. Jerry, thanks for hanging around with us.
No, thanks, Adam.
And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Raptors, the Raptor Center, any interesting stories lately, and of course give you a chance to pass along anything that might be going on. So first of all, can I ask you a couple questions?
Of course.
Obviously, one of the things you do is rehabilitate raptors, and obviously you know a lot about the habitat that they need, and also the fact that they are migratory birds. I don't think a lot of people might not realize that many raptors actually do head south for the winter.
Yeah, and it just depends on the species, because some of the species are pretty much obligate migrators, and notably the peregrine falcon, the merlins. They don't have any feathers. They've got very long toes, so they're very susceptible to frostbite. And most of the big hawks, the red tails, red shoulder, etc., they will go down usually to just about where the snow line is, because they're still hunting mammals, and it's harder to do that through the snow. And then you've got the owls, the great horned owl, the barred owl, and they stay here. They don't migrate at all. They hunt right through the snow, and they actually, their hearing is so good that they can hear the little critters under 2 or 3 feet of snow and hunt through the snow. And it's amazing if you're in the woods in the winter and you see what looks like a snow angel with a 4 or 5 foot wingspan with fingers at the end. That's where an owl has come down and dove through the snow and got its dinner.
And what about bald eagles, of course?
Bald eagles are kind of a mixture. Primarily, they're going to seek out open water because they're primarily fisher. And so if it gets a real hard winter and freezes up, they'll go as far south as they need to keep open water. When I lived in Illinois, we would go over to the Mississippi, and the dams would have open water below them. And you'd see 20, 30 bald eagles hanging out and fishing there coming down from Canada. In a mild winter, you know, I live on the Chocolat River down near the mouth, and if it's mild winter and the river is open all winter long, we'll see bald eagles virtually all winter long.
Very interesting to me. And what's going on at the Raptor Center right now? You have any interesting stories right now?
Not right now, although 2 weeks ago we had a very interesting and sad event happen. I got a call on a Saturday afternoon about an eagle being caught in a trap over near Shingleton. So I talked to the folks. They weren't comfortable grabbing it, so I went over there, and sure enough, it was in a leg trap. It had caught one of its toes. The trap had been baited with a carcass of an animal.
Probably a coyote, I would assume.
And I'm sure it was a coyote that they were trying to trap. That was Saturday afternoon, and I subdued the eagle, and the other folks that found it helped release the trap. We brought it back and cleaned the wound on the toe. There was extreme damage done to the toe, leading me to believe that it had been caught and struggling to get free for quite a while, probably at least 24 hours. We did clean it, and it was the middle toe in the front, which means that it is releasable back to the wild if you can get the wound to heal. Mm-hmm. And we knew the toe would have to be removed because of the extensive damage. So we don't do rehab of eagles. We do all the other raptors, but not eagles at Chocolat. So I called Wings of Wonder, or my mentor, Rebecca, down near Traverse City, where she runs a raptor center, and she does take care of eagles. And we consulted with her, and she said, well, if you can get it down here, we'll do the surgery and see how it comes out. So we got the eagle down there on Monday afternoon. They took it into surgery on Tuesday. They were able to amputate the toe, but the eagle never came out of anesthesia, and he died. And I think he was just so exhausted by the trauma, first of all, being trapped and struggling in the trap for so long, and then the rescue and transport and surgery was just too much for him.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. In the UP, the requirement is once every 48 hours. Downstate, it's once every 24 hours, although the DNR strongly recommends, even in the UP, that you check your traps once every 24 hours. And, you know, you can never know if we had found the bird or somebody had found it and called us in
earlier
mm-hmm. whether that would have made a difference. One other interesting thing about this bird is it was banded. And so
really?
I got the numbers from the bands, and then there's a national registry for banded birds, and I called it in and found out on Sunday that the eagle was 15 years old. It hatched in 2001 in Minnesota. And, of course, the eagles are usually banded in the nest when they're chicks. So it was a 15-year-old bird that was here but originally started in Minnesota.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate your time today and kind of just giving us a little insight on what's going on in the Raptor Center and, of course, the community forest on the Yellow Dog, the Bayou Nature Preserve. Thank you for the update.
Well, thank you for having me, Adam. Always a pleasure.
Jerry Maynard from the Chocolate Raptor Center right here on The Outdoor Show.